all are. I mean, we would not be here tonight if we were not concerned about the education of our children.
More than 100 people turned out to hear Fairby explain and answer questions about the district's plan to partner with outside companies to manage failing IPS schools and give principals more power to run their schools. But many questioned Fairby's reasoning. Some raised concerns over how IPS will hold these new types of schools accountable and if new curriculums would be tested out on their children.
I don't think anybody in here would want to send their child to a school that's not serving them well. And so this is a goal. This is our strategy to be able to provide those opportunities for our students. And I don't understand why that's an issue for us.
IPS leadership has yet to finalize plans for how many schools will become autonomous or managed by nonprofit groups next year. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.